I'm Krista.
And I'm Alina, here with WRPR News.
We're here at the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge in Oakland.
What makes this shelter the leading animal shelter in Bergen County is its no-kill policy, which gives as many animals as possible a chance at survival.
The shelter, located at 2 Shelter Lane, runs with a team of dedicated volunteers who consider themselves family.
Without their help, along with outside donations, there would be no hope left for the loving animals that live here. We have with us Executive Director of the Animal Refuge, Stephen Mark, who is here to take us on a tour of the shelter.
Mike, when we go in the back, you'll see a lot of puppies. They'll be adopted super fast. Tasha's been here for over a year and a half.
The shelter is typically a home for dogs and cats. However, in some cases, it has welcomed in other kinds of animals, like pigs and rabbits.
So on this chart for the volunteers, what are the colors for?
Green is your puppies, no behavioral issues, very easy to walk. And then depending on how long you're here, if you want to, you do more training, you become blue. Still, usually at blue, it's, you know, they might pull on the leash or jump along, but still very, you know, friendly dog. Orange, you know, more time, more training. Yellow, more time, more training. When you get to yellow, it's not that the dogs are aggressive, but there's a training protocol that goes with them.
On our tour of the animal refuge, we discovered that the first floor is devoted solely to the dogs.
Oh, who's this little girl?
She was actually found, I think on New Year's, and it was like 0 degrees outside. She had like frostbite on the tip of her ears. And
aw, look how cute she is. Of all animals and ages at the shelter, puppies are the most likely to be adopted. According to Mark, puppies usually don't stay long at the animal refuge, and for good reason. The ones they house were adorable.
Oh, look at the puppies.
So these dogs, you know, once they're ready to go, they'll be adopted.
I'm sitting with Ramapo College junior Jenna Buccino, who adopted a 2-year-old Yorkie 2 years ago.
I absolutely love adopting from a shelter because I'm giving another dog who had a home before and like the parents or whatever had to give the dog up. So I'm giving that dog an opportunity to have another home, like a second chance and everything. So I absolutely love it.
And what was the process like when you adopted?
Well, the process was a very long process, and we had a lot to do. Like, the shelter had to come and screen my house. They had to interview my family just to make sure that the environment that I was going to provide for my Yorkie was a safe, happy, healthy environment.
So originally, when your Yorkie, Brooke, was brought to the shelter, what happened with her?
Well, her original owners just pretty much dropped her off in front of the shelter in a cage, and she was actually pregnant, and they didn't want to take care of her through the whole pregnancy process, and they didn't want the puppies and having to find homes for them and stuff like that, so that's why she was dropped off. Brooke is the best addition to our family. My parents and I absolutely love her. She's very spoiled. She can just put on her little puppy face and get anything she wants. So I believe that our family and our home was the best thing that could happen to her. Meow, 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 meow.
The second floor of the shelter is home to the cats. Steve and Mark took us upstairs to see what it's all about.
So this is the cat floor and office. This is Tess, usually shares my office. There's our one human bathroom, and there's another bathroom with the cat.
Here at the Animal Refuge, the staff likes to utilize as much space as possible by sharing office space with animals, and even turning bathroom stalls into cage spaces.
In the summer, when it's kitten season, we'll probably have, you know, 10 kittens in here, 9 out here, and up to, what, 40, 50 in foster care.
And all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay, there's always some reason.
The staff members here at the shelter in Oakland form close bonds with their animals. In one case, a mutt named Molly lives at the front in the lobby. She is suffering from stage 4 cancer and has had 2 procedures already, so she will not be adopted and is considered one of the staff, as they like to say. The staff has also grown close to a pit bull named Wallace, whom they hope to find a home for.
Wallace, who is probably out in the dog run, he's been here the longest, unfortunately, I think going on 2 years now. He's an example of basically a pit bull bias. We got him off the streets. He was probably used in fighting. He had all kinds of scars, bad gashes, but he's super friendly. He's young. He's healthy now, but unfortunately, he just hasn't been adopted. we've taken a lot of what we would call like special needs or medical cases. So it's hard to pick out one or two. A lot of our staff and volunteers will foster, take them home. Usually the ones that are here longer, you know, those are the ones that you'll remember, get attached to.
Yeah.
It's nice to see them go home. And then sometimes it's just like the happy ending stories that people will send you letters. That's my favorite picture. I know you can't see it on the microphone. There's an adopter with 11 dogs, and they also adopted a little potbelly pig, and they get along great.
All animals deserve that chance, a chance at a life of love and happiness.
Always remember that sheltered animals are pets, too.
This has been Krista
and Alina with WRPR News.